Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Lunch with Leah, episode 315, and here's Leah.
Here's Johnny. Oh my God, somebody, what did they tweet or commented that we should have a professional introduction and some background music? I'm like, we can barely get the camera on. And so I guess they surprised me. That was funny. Well, before we get started, today's a national day of mourning for George H.W. Bush, so we should all respect that. And bless him. Actually, I think as Republican presidents go, he's probably the best in my lifetime. So there. Oh my God, there's so much going on this week. So RJ needed a photograph for his senior yearbook. So Jason and I cooked up something literally in 12 hours. It's hilarious. These parents have been working on their kids' little speech and their full-page ad and their pictures and getting professional photographers. I wrote something in 30 seconds. Jason, I took three pictures in my yard. I sent them to Jason. He put them and laid them out and sent them in. RJ's probably going to think it's fabulous. He'll never know the difference. That's funny. And then they have this thing at school next week for the toys for the kids they do every year. So I put like about 50 or 60 cute little toys together, and Heidi wrapped them in clear plastic because they're supposed to be unwrapped. So we use that clear, what do you call it, saran wrap clear, whatever.
Yeah, cellophane.
That. Cellophane. And put bows and made them look really cute. So we're going to take those next week. And then I had an interesting weekend. What did I do? I did something one night, and then I can't remember. I met somebody for dinner one night or had a plan one night. And then I went to lunch with Michael Avenatti with Roy and RJ on Saturday. I find him fascinating and interesting. And you know what? I like him. People can say what they want. He's a fighter. He was one of the few people who said, I'm going to stand up to Trump.
I like
him. When nobody else would stand up, he stood up. So God bless him. And he's interesting, and he's a very smart lawyer. And I think that all those accusations are bogus. You know, when you get into politics or they think you might get into politics, they start trying to, you know, throw stuff and bring stuff at you. I think all that's going to go away eventually, and that he's going to be acquitted. But the damage is done, or it'll be dismissed or something. The damage is done. She's muddied the water and ruined his name. There you go. She lost me, that girl, when she said he financially abused her. Translation! He didn't give her all the money she wanted!
Exactly.
Anyway, so coming up is Art Basel. Now, what are we all, is anybody doing anything? And what are we doing?
I am. I mean, we're doing lots and lots of
things. Oh, Jason goes
fairs,
to everything.
The exhibitions, the events.
Jason goes to every art exhibit, everything, schmoozes with everybody, does all this and that. I lay in bed and go, think of missing that traffic, not having to run into all those people that I'm going to have to have 10-minute conversations, and so I never really get to see anything because I run into somebody, and then I don't get, and then I run into somebody, and then I run into somebody. And so what are you doing, James? Are you passing?
I'm just, unless we do something Saturday.
Oh, I forgot. We're supposed to take Kelly out Saturday night. Don't let me forget. I got to text
Saturday
her
night
and see if that's for sure. But, you know, she's staying over at the hotel. I'll tell you which one later, on the beach. You know what that means? You got to drive over to the beach. I feel like telling her to come to the Gables and get away. You know how long that drive's going to be over to the beach with the traffic on a Saturday night?
Yeah, Jason did it last night.
Just getting over the Julia Tuttle. How bad was it? Last night getting over the Julia Tuttle, and I literally live on the other side, was 45 minutes.
That's ridiculous. See, the traffic with Art during Art Basel is just insane. I mean,
they're actually running water taxis again this year from one side to the other. It's like $15, and then you just take the water taxi across, and they have a car pick you up there and take you to wherever you need.
You know what? I hope every single person I know takes a water taxi so I can take my comfortable car. Oh, my God. And then what else is going on? Oh, holiday spirit is going on. And I did put up a Christmas tree in L.A. I did think I told you guys I posted the before, the during, and now. I went through all my ornaments the other day, pulled out everything fabulous. I'm shipping it to my L.A., and I'm going to do the after when I get there to really glam it up. And so I'm not, I mean, no one's really into Christmas that much that I know anymore. Just the kids, you know, it's how it should be, really. And so that's going on. I did get the more ornaments for the trees. And then are you doing any Christmas shopping? Is anybody doing any Christmas shopping?
I'm about done.
I just have such a small list, and nobody wants anything.
Yeah, I had a small list too.
I mean, RJ doesn't want anything. Can't drag anything out of him. You know, can't drag anything out of Roy. Of course, we ordered Freda a bunch of stuff online. I mean, nobody wants anything. So I've just now given the staff money and a ham or a turkey. And my friends, I don't want to give them something because then they feel like they have to give me something. I don't need anything else. So I don't know. I think we have to make the holiday spirit more about giving to people that don't have anything this year. So that's what I'm going to do. And then we go to L.A. I'm going to buy up everything I can that those people that don't have homes, that lost their homes, and I'm going to take it to some center and donate that. That's what I think I'm going to do.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because you know what? Well, something to everybody that has everything.
Well, there's so many people that lost everything, too. So.
Oh, everything. Now, I am thinking about having a New Year's Eve party. I did get all the caterer. He is available. Of course, Brendan's, yeah, have it. But you know what? Everybody will be out of town. I'll have the party, and everybody I know will be out of town. I'll have 10 people there or something. And then I got the caterer and all that food and all the decorations and everything for a New Year's Eve party. Which, by the way, New Year's Eve comes really late in L.A. That's equivalent to 3 in the morning for us. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have to really change my clock around to get into that and take a long nap. So now RJ's got his piano recitals coming up. And you know what? It's so funny. RJ is a natural pianist. He plays, I swear to God, he'd get him in a concert pianist if he wanted to. I should pose some of his pieces. He plays, his fingers move faster. The piano teacher said in all of his years of teaching, no one could play faster, those fast pieces faster than RJ. But he doesn't like it, so he doesn't want to do it anymore. So, you know, I said, you have like about 10 years invested in this, and as long as you're on my payroll, you're going to keep your piano up. And when you go get a job, you can stop your piano. But I'm not going to invest 10 years of time, money, and practice and then have him to say, oh, you know, Mom, I decided I don't want to do that anymore because I'm 17 and I can decide what I want to do now. Really, you can decide when you're off my payroll. That means out of college.
I think he will regret it later if he doesn't stick with it.
Of course he will.
Yes, I took 13 years. And
you did?
Yes.
Can you play the piano?
A few things still, yes.
Can you read music?
Yes.
Jason, bring a keyboard down here. Let's have a concert.
I haven't played for like 25, 30 years, though, but I wish I had kept it up. It is one thing that I really regret that I did not keep up.
See, I used to take lessons, and I played the piano, and if I go and sit at the piano and put my time in, I can do it. But it's not like I used to be able to sit down, pick up a piece of music, and play it. Now I have to put my time in and practice and rehearse, and so it's not as much fun that way.
But you can sing well. That's one thing I've heard in the
past. I can sing like Mary Poppins. I hear Mary Poppins is coming back.
I know, it's getting Oscar buzz, too.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. I used to sing and dance for my dinner. You know, I danced at Fred Astaire for years. And sang in nightclubs. I could have been a showgirl. Of course, I had been a showgirl, but I'd be broke. but I probably made a good hooker. Well, I don't know. I probably wouldn't have made a good hooker.
You're getting a lot of comments.
Oh, let's hear some of the comments.
Well, everyone's saying hello, and hello. Glad that you're back, and happy holidays. Nancy Carver says, you look lovely. John Mikshalitz says, shout out to Marty Cohen and Ben Dow. I don't know if that's an artist.
Marty Cohen and Ben Dow, are they artists? Well, shout out. Yeah. Shout out.
Dennis Norquist said, well, you managed to get your lipstick on straight with a 2-minute.
Oh, hi, Dennis. Well, you know, Dennis is my fabulous friend that we're going to do so much business together. He's going to be flying on private planes soon with a Leah Black logo on the side.
Nancy Carver says you are the president this year.
The president?
The president.
Oh, I wanted to be the president. Yeah. I'll be the president. I can pop out of one of those boxes.
And Chan Wilson says he likes paying for a nice dinner for his family and friends so
that's
they can
nice.
Spend time together.
Everybody I know says they need to lose weight, though, so I guess I'll take them to one of those diet restaurants and tell them they can't have wine because it's fattening and save money.
Stephen Lemming says hello. He loves you. And Nancy Carver says her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Oh, Lola. That was my grandmother's name. Lola.
Barry Manilow is going to be here, I think, during Christmas.
Who?
Barry Manilow. That's what the
oh,
song
yes?
is from.
Oh, yes? Barry Manilow. Oh, my God. Talk about old school. You know, it's funny. He started out making jingles, and then he became like, he's probably one of the richest people in music because he's written so many songs. And people always thought he was corny. I think he's a super talent. You know, you can write a song for me anytime that you want to, Barry. What else? Oh, did you know I started sending out those Christmas ornaments? Did you know that? My little Christmas balls. You have to go on my Instagram and my Twitter to see them. I can't repeat it on TV. I got them on the merchandise store at Kathy Griffin, and they say TF blank blank blank. Or yep, Trump. I got the rainbow ones. I got the classy gold ones. I mean, they're fabulous.
Didn't you get one, James?
I did get
one. Oh, James, you got one for your tree to go with all that Versace.
It's in the middle of the Versace.
I'm the only non-Versace ornament on the tree. Jason, did I get you one?
No,
are you putting up a tree?
No.
Well, you can wear them as earrings. You can wear them as earrings.
No, thank you. I'll pause.
Jason.
I agree with the slogan, but don't waste your money on decoration.
I'll get you one of the cups that say the same thing.
People are asking what you got Freda for Christmas based on the comment from last week.
We got her the Ugg boots. We got her this big sweater thing. And then what else? Because she's always cold. Do we get her anything else yet? I'll give her money. I'll order up a bunch of food for her for the holidays.
Yeah, I know we're looking at all different
things. She
eats like a
bird.
But you've ordered some already.
Do we order some other stuff? Oh, my God. We have to get some more stuff for her. Because she doesn't have any family here. I feel really bad. Then we leave. She's got the dogs. I mean, oof, oof.
Jess Wilson says, did I mean Michael Kors when I said Versace?
Pay less. So I get these Christmas cards in the mail. Now, just to give you an idea of what a horrible human being and bad friend that I am and how I've checked out from everybody that I can. I have such a small circle because I'm so annoyed with everything anymore. I used to get this many Christmas cards, and then it was this many, and then it was this many, and then it was this many, and now it's like 5 cards. Because I don't send them out. I used to send out 3,500 cards a year. And it just became too overwhelming. And you've got to get everybody's new address. You've got to vet the list and see if there's anybody you've told off and told to go to hell before you mail them another card. And, I mean, then you got to mail a card to everybody that mails you. So I'm just like, I can't do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. When RJ was little, I put his picture on, and I did the cutest little cards you've ever seen. I did the Cat in the Hat when he was dressed for that. I did little devil with little devil ears. I did angel with angel wings. All the things that would embarrass him now, I did when he was little, and I wrote little poems to go with him, but I haven't done any cards, so there.
I think with our current political climate, a lot of people's Christmas lists have gone down.
Dwindle down. Well, another thing, I did get this card in the mail yesterday, and listen, I'm sure you're not watching because, I mean, what, I have 7 watchers, but somebody sends me a Christmas card, no return address, okay, none. You open it up, and it's like a wreath kind of thing in the backdrop of like a forest, and it says empty nesters, like they're sitting in a bird's nest. The picture is literally a quarter of an inch. With a magnifying glass, you cannot see who it is, and it's so dark, the picture's so dark, and it says from the empty nesters. We don't even know who sent it. If you're going to send a card out, put your name on it. Who does that? It drove me crazy. Roy, do you recognize these people? RJ, have you ever seen these people before with a magnifying glass? They didn't put their name on the card. Who goes to the trouble to get in a nest and get in a tree and take their picture and have it be literally a half an inch round picture where you have a magnifying glass to see them? It's dark inside there, and it says empty nester printed professionally on there, and they don't put their name.
Can we go back to the part about where they actually got into a nest?
Yes! I mean, if you're going to go to all that trouble, put your damn name on the card. Oh, my God, it was just annoying me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and then I posted something on Instagram for Freda. Yesterday morning, I go in the kitchen, and I hear it when I'm walking through the ballroom. I hear the... So I just said, you know, I'm going to put my camera on to see what she's up to. And I posted on Instagram. You guys have to go see. This is what I wake up to every morning.
Yes, she's quite the hit today. She's got over 4,000 views this morning.
Freda?
Yes.
If you see, this is a normal day with her. She's just hilarious. Okay, in celebrity news, not that I'm not a celebrity and my news isn't important. In celebrity news, the dog bounty hunter, Dwayne Dog Chapman's wife, had cancer a while back, remember? And she beat it, and now it's come back, according to TMZ. And he says she's not doing well. She was put in the hospital after emergency surgery. She's only 51. So I feel really bad about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was kind of a crazy show, the bounty hunter. But, you know, they're lovely people, and I feel bad. My friend in L.A. represented them for years. She probably still does. They made a lot of money on that show. Now, here's one for you. So Kylie Jenner, whom I rarely talk about that group, but anyway, according to TMZ, she had a birthday party for her daughter, and her daughter, in the video, they scanned all the birthday, they had birthday cakes and decorations and all this stuff. They scanned it. And someone zoomed in on a slow motion and on one of the cakes. Oh, my God. Oh my God. There was a cockroach.
No.
So I was thinking that NeNe Leakes made such a big deal about the cockroach in her bathroom that Kim posted. I'm like, NeNe, you're off the hook. Kylie's got a cockroach on the birthday cake. I thought it was funny. And then apparently nobody wants to host the Oscars because it's such a difficult job. I'll tell you, the best person that ever hosted the Oscars was Billy Crystal. I'm sorry. Nobody did it better than him. He was fantastic. But anyway, so apparently someone suggested Stormy Daniels do it. I thought that'd be hilarious.
They announced today.
They announced it last night.
They announced it now that Kevin Hart's going to do it. Yeah, he'll be good. And, you know, he came back from that big accident. I'm glad he's getting a second chance. He lost like 3 years of his life and his career. So this is great for his career. I hope he does a good job. I think he's hilarious.
But you were right. They said the most popular host of all time was Billy Crystal.
Oh, they did? You see my taste. I knew it. He was so fantastic. He just didn't want to do it anymore.
They asked him back like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot of pressure, you know. I mean, I could do it, but, you know, if someone else is willing to, I won't.
Chaz Wilson just said Jeff Lewis should host the Oscars.
Who said that? Oh, my God.
Chaz Wilson.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? We would all be in trouble. I'm always in trouble because of him. I'm always getting in trouble because of him.
Ari Aggresso says that Kathy Griffin should do it. And then one more person, I think it's Duke Sip and Cease, said Andy Cohen should do it. I think all three of them should be up there and let him fight it out.
I think Kathy would be good at it. I do think Kathy would be good at it. She'd be funny.
That would be.
Now, and be her comeback, too. Her get even. Her FU get even. Now, Les Moonves, according to what I heard on Howard Stern today.
Oh, my gosh, I heard it.
It was in the New York paper. I don't know if it was the Times or the Post or whatever. But apparently, while he was the top dog at that network, he had a girl whose full-time job, not to say she didn't have other assignments. She probably did have other assignments, probably like brushing her teeth and stuff. But anyway, her full-time job was to give him blowjobs.
Yeah, she was his on-call oil.
Yes! And whenever, and Howard Stern was saying, well, did he push a button?
Oh,
how
my
did he
word.
Get her in there? When
Where did
was
you
she?
Hear that?
On Howard Stern, they talked about it the whole morning.
Yeah, it broke last night.
It was in the New York paper. And they're surmising that his wife's opinion is, yeah, he was a pig before I met him, but now he's normal. I don't know, but I mean, I find that to be just
They also found out he destroyed evidence.
Oh,
during
he did
the investigation,
evidence?
Yes, they're finding out a lot of stuff.
Well,
and
if
his
you
$120
the evidence
million
before you're under investigation is not considered destroying the evidence.
No, they said he had destroyed it, and that his $120 million
settlement
package
is
on the line now.
Well, if you guys have any evidence to destroy for all those devious things we've done, do it now before we get indicted, because then it won't be against the law, and we won't be in jail. Meanwhile, another
Duke Pippensy said he wonders what the salary is to blow. Lifts.
Listen to Sip and See podcast. test, everybody. It's SIP and SEE. I wonder what the salary was. She's probably a Xerox girl that made like $200,000 a year, and she got called in between. Who knows?
In the porn industry, it's called a fluffer.
What?
In the porn industry, they call it a fluffer.
Oh, is that what they call it?
Yes.
A fluffer? Oh, my God. I never heard of such. I find that to be bizarre as hell. I mean, this is what you talk about, an abuse of power. You know, this girl's got getting extra money, getting perks.
Yeah, it's horrible, though.
It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. But you know what? I hate to say it, and it's wrong on every level, but she agreed to do it. I mean, you know what I mean? It was consensual. And I mean, it's like, if that's your self-esteem and your worth in life and you think you're really good at it and that's your skill set, I mean, charge a premium, you know? But don't do it, girls. Don't do it. Apparently, okay, so now, Priyanka Chopra married Nick Jonas in a 3 or 4 or 5 day wedding ceremony in India. Apparently, there was a $2.4 million mother-of-pearl sequin gown covered with buttons and a 75 sequin buttons and a 75 foot long train. This is trail that or train, whatever they call it. Yeah, this is what they do in India. When Aisha got married over there, they had a $4 million 5 day wedding. That's what they do.
Well, they said last night on TV, it's the party is still going on, like as
probably
of last
is.
Night.
And it's an
took
Indian
12
tradition.
People to carry her train.
Where did they get all that
12
money
people
from?
To carry the train? Imagine. Well, how in the hell did she walk? I mean, she must have been pulled back. like the reins on her neck. But yeah, this is an Indian tradition, and the wealthy families over there, that's what they do. So obviously her family has means.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chrissy Brinkley got her Louis Vuitton heels stuck and caught inside an escalator. So there was a picture of her online. She's got her 6-inch stilettos. It slides off and gets caught in, I guess, you know, when you're going down the escalator, it sucked her heel in there, and it stopped the elevator, and she couldn't get that shoe out. They saw her tugging and pulling and this and that, so they're going to have to go get somebody to reverse the stairs going the other way to pull out that Louis Vuitton heel. I think it's hilarious. I think you should auction that pair of shoes in some charity auction and go, this is the one that went viral. Yeah. I think she's so cute. That was according to people magazine. Let
it's
me
really
tell you
funny.
Something. She looks damn fantastic.
Amazing.
She looks fantastic. She doesn't look a day over 40 years old, and she's got two grown kids. I mean, she looks gorgeous, and she's so sweet. She's got a good personality, you know. She's never taken a bunch of garbage hits on social media like the rest of us. Kanye apologized for using his cell phone during the Cher show. I'm so over him. Don't go to the Cher show and use your cell
I'm
phone.
Him.
I'm sorry. That's just so tacky.
Well, they called him out, like, live in
yeah,
front of everybody. I'm glad
but
he did.
But you know what the sick thing is? He probably just liked the fact he got called out.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't.
Yeah,
like
they called him out and
way.
Said, excuse me, we're doing a show up here in the middle of the... If you look
oh,
up from
good.
Your phone,
good.
We're doing a show up
good.
Here.
Good. Good for them.
That's what the lead actors
good. Say. According to CBS, Kareem Hunt, an NFL player from the Kansas City, whatever they are, was dumped for hitting and kicking a woman, and the video went viral. Did you guys see
yes,
it?
Yes, it was horrible.
So they're standing outside the elevator or the apartment or whatever, and he kind of whacks her. Then a guy comes between them to stop it, and then he gets around the guy and pushes her down, and apparently they said he kicked her. I didn't see that part. Now, come on, you idiot. He's 22 years old. He's got some multi-million dollar contract with the Kansas City Chiefs, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And he goes and blows it by getting a hothead and punching a girl and kicking her when she's down. I mean, what an idiot you are. You're an idiot.
Yep,
this is good. Why I think they get that thing going in their head when they keep butting heads with all these people. They get
the concussion.
That concussion stuff going in their head, and they're not normal anymore. Apparently so. Now the Kansas City Chiefs dropped him. He's an open agent. Everyone's afraid to touch him because not politically correct. And I do say, as wrong as it is and as horrible as it is and as absolutely disgusting as it is, I don't think one thing like that should ruin someone's career for the rest of their life. I think they should be punished, pay a fine, make restitution, have to take some time off, be shamed in the public square. But I just don't know that a thing like that should ruin your life forever and ever. You're 22 years old. Now the kid will wind up probably, you know, on the streets or, you know, doing drugs. Who knows? I mean, I think the punishment doesn't always meet the crime, but what do I know?
But you should never hit a woman.
Huh?
But you should never hit a woman, no matter what.
Never! And, you know, I really wish that she would have just taken her damn high heel and smacked him back. But anyway, Ellen DeGeneres announces she and her wife have been together for 15 years. Well, I think that's good.
I like them.
I think that's great. I love her on the show.
And yesterday on her show, she showed she had rented one of those banner planes.
I saw that.
And it was supposed to fly by and say, I love you, 15 years or something like that.
Right.
And it was like the banner
was
not,
so big
so
you needed a telescope to read it.
She was trying to be all cool about being outside going, what is that? And Portia was like, oh, it's just a plane. She was like, oh, really? And then it flew by and you couldn't even see what it said.
You need a telescope to read it. They gave her a little tiny postage stamp sign. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh,
I think her show's fantastic, but I'm telling you, there are so many people that I know that know her that just say she's just not nice. I can't say firsthand. I haven't met her. Kid Rock apologizes, according to The Hollywood Reporter, for calling Joy Behar a bitch on live television. I mean, I think he should have apologized, but that's not the worst thing you can call somebody as a bitch. I mean, where's my bitch necklace? I'm a bitch, too. I do like Joy a lot, too. But that Kid Rock's lost it. I mean, he's one of those Trumpers.
I can't even.
According to... What was this?
The law office of James P. Winston says, those women are so backwards.
Which women?
Talking about the ones we were just talking about with them.
I can't remember.
It's about The View.
The View, yeah.
Oh, they're not. But I like the girls on The View. I don't watch it because
I wanted to say The Chew, and I knew that wasn't right.
You know what? I can't watch it because I'm in the morning. I'm so busy. There's a million things going on at the house, and so I don't catch it. I wish they would repeat it on late night TV, like at about midnight. Actually, I won't charge you for that idea, whatever network you're on. But that's what they should do, and they should have me on it when they talk politics because I know more than all those girls combined about politics. Apparently, Meghan McCain is getting all kinds of stuff. Like people are complaining that she's like trying to tell people what they can and can't talk about, and telling them to stay on topic, and getting defensive and mean, and this and that. And people aren't liking it. And people are saying she only got the job because her dad was John McCain, and this and that and the other. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care. I don't know. I didn't watch it. But she's getting a lot of slack. But, you know, everybody gets a lot of slack. But, you know, the slack. But, you know what? All that kind of stuff drives up the ratings. People will tune in just to see the cat bite.
Exactly.
Anyway, police officers in Minneapolis decorated a Christmas tree with crushed liquor cans, empty tacky bags, cigarettes, and Popeye's Kentucky Fried Chicken cups.
What?
And they got reprimanded for it because people said it was racist. I don't think that's racist. No. I just think it's in poor taste.
Sounds like Trump's stocking.
Yeah.
Christmas stocking.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like his trash can, his leftovers. But I don't think that's racist. I mean, what did I miss?
I just think it's a lack of taste.
Yeah, it's tacky. But you know what? Listen, they're just playing around. People make so much of everything. So a Southwest employee made fun of a kid's name. The kid's name was spelled A-B-C-D-E, pronounced Ab-City. And they're calling her out for name shaming, and she has to apologize, and it's the biggest thing ever. Oh, people are just too much. You know, I can't with people. I mean, no, she shouldn't have done it, but she was probably just, like, taken off guard and trying to be funny. Who knows? The Lasso Opso won the dog of the dog show award of year 2018. You know how much maintenance those dogs are, those Lasso Opsos? Their hair is this long. It's like 2 feet long. You got to brush that damn hair all day. You're a lot of maintenance, by the way.
Didn't you used to have dogs that had the very
Afghans,
long...
Afghans. I had Afghans, and that was a lot of maintenance, too.
Tasha Ajornan agrees with you on the morning talk show should be repeated at late night for everyone.
Yeah.
And then a lot of comments coming in on the other thing saying it is not racist, just ignorant.
It's stupid.
Yes.
I just like to be on The View like one day a week.
Very poor ignorant.
I don't want to be on there every day.
They would like for you to be on there, too. And Megan could go at it.
You need to tag The View and tell them Leah needs to be on there like every Friday and then just recap the political news of the week and let everybody know what's really going on and put it into context and common sense. Rockefeller's Christmas tree was donated by a lesbian couple, I guess. But I bet Mike Pence won't even go look at it. And 72 feet tall, it's a Norway spruce. I wish they would have decorated in the rainbows and called it the lesbian tree and just driven Mike Pence fucking crazy. Mother, the tree. It's all gone to hell. It's celebrating Christmas is donated by a lesbian's mother. Let's go have lunch, mother. Listen, Pence is not in the clear. He's going to get in trouble. He knew about that thing with Flynn. Mark my words, a matter of time, he's going to get dragged in somehow, some way, and he's really being low-key, and I think for two reasons. One, he's trying to stay under the radar because he knows, and two, because, you know, he knows Trump doesn't want anybody to get any attention but him. Oh, this little Trump tantrum in the White House. There's a salmonella warning against romaine, which is still going on, and now hamburger meat. Oh, well, I don't eat. It's terrible. Can I tell you?
What's it, like 5 million pounds or something?
A hamburger meat. But, you know, I just can't with the hamburger meat. I mean, I can't with the meat anymore. You know what? I'm down to white fish, and I don't even know if I can continue to eat that. The oceans are so polluted. Yep. How are we going to get our protein? I mean, we're just going to be fat eating carbs all the time. I don't care. I can't eat
Soylent Green.
I can't. Soy's high in estrogen, has some side effects. I do know that bone marrow, but that's also, it doesn't take, you can't even taste it. I tried it. It's 10 grams of protein for a scoop. You can't even taste it, but it's still animal derived. Yeah. Where are we going to get our protein? Protein bars, which are just all stuffed up with all kinds of preservatives and junk. I don't know. Did you know that getting a blowjob is illegal in Malaysia and you can get up to 20 years in prison? Thank God Les Mendez wasn't living there.
Good thing they didn't have an office there.
Yeah.
People want to know what you would get. Let's see. Duke, yeah, he wants to know what you Leah get Mueller a Christmas gift. What would you buy Mueller?
What would I buy for Mahler? Oh, my God, a partridge in a pear tree. I think I'd give him a Medal of Honor, a Purple Heart, and promise him a state funeral if he cracks his case open. And then I'd kiss him on the lips. A 14-year-old terminally ill boy is dying and wishing for Christmas cards from all over the world. That's his dying wish. So we're going to send one. I've got the address right here. I want you guys to all write this down. If not, go rerun this. His name is Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X, Hyde, H-Y-D-E, 330 Ohio Street, Reynoldsville, Pennsylvania, 15851. So I forwarded that to Make-A-Wish because they have a big network. And we're going to send a card from here, and everyone should send Maddox Hyde, 330 Ohio Street, Reynoldsville, Pennsylvania, 15851, a Christmas card. It's his dying wish. He's 14 years old, terminally ill, and all he wants are Christmas cards from all over the world.
Oh, aww,
well, that breaks my heart.
Happy holidays, Maddox.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's see. Oh, remember that white woman officer in Dallas that went into that black man's home and says she was an accidentally
shot him? Yeah, we talked about that on the show,
Yeah, well, she's now charged with murder. I do think she accidentally shot him. I don't think she went in there and intentionally shot him, but I don't know. It's a strange thing, and no matter what, the guy's dead, and she's a cop.
Yeah.
Supposed to be protecting
she's
people.
She's not a cop anymore.
No, and she abused her power. Oh, it just made me sick, that story.
The whole thing was weird still.
It was so weird, and the family's so devastated. I can't with these. Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to mention, we will post the address on the thing when we get done here. I'll put it in the body of the video so everyone can send the cards in.
Because people are asking. Put it on the post. We'll put it on our Instagram or Twitter or something.
Okay. Mm. People just asking for it. For us to
okay,
post
I'll
it.
Read it again. Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X, H-Y-D-E, 330 Ohio Street, Reynoldsville, Pennsylvania, 15851. Tell him you hope that this Christmas is just everything he wants it to be. Poor thing. Oh, my God. Now, regarding those fires in Los Angeles, you're not going to believe this. I read yesterday. Already one insurance company's already gone bankrupt. So what's going to happen? These people, they're going to go bankrupt. Then people aren't going to get their insurance that they paid for all that time, and then they aren't going to have money to start over on. I mean, This is a natural disaster and a tragedy. Instead of building a wall that's ridiculous, why don't we just build some houses for these people? Oh, my God. Before we take a five-second break, I'm going to tell you some good news to cheer you up because I don't want to leave on the fire bankruptcy. $400,000 of money was found in a washing machine in Amsterdam. Now, Amsterdam is a clue right there. That's a clue. All drugs are legal there. No one lived in the house. The police confiscated mobile phones, firearms, and money counting machines. The suspect, now they've narrowed down to 24-year-old, and he's unnamed. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. If I walked into a house and ran into $400,000 in a washing machine, I'd expect some kind of a reward. Anyway,
a little something.
Found it. It's over. All right.
Every week they find millions. Last week it was in a safe in a storage unit.
That's right.
And now you said this week it's in a washing machine.
That's right. $5 million. Well, this is literally money laundering when you wash it in the washing machine. All right. A 1 second break here. 5 seconds.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, that was for all of our sponsors to be able to work in their commercials. We're so popular. We have the biggest sponsors in the world.
Last week we had Poshmark.
A Poshmark?
It was advertising.
P-O-S-H-M-A-R-K.
It's the app where you can resell your designer goods and things like that.
Oh, where you resell your designer goods? Oh, I need to go on there. Maybe I want something. I'm not selling anything, though. I can't. I don't keep anything, but if it's iconic and designer, I do. A Florida man was busted for, listen to this, only in Florida. I'm telling you, every riffraff person in the world lands up in Florida. You know, Florida's at the very bottom of the map, and it looks like a shoe at the end, and honestly, it's like almost like a drainage where everything just drains down here. A Florida man was busted for using a remote control license plate cover to evade toll charges. An off-duty cop caught him. He was 70 years old. He was driving a minivan. He had an electric black screen with a remote. So right before he went through the toll, he punched his button and his license plate gets covered. So you can't see the number in black. And then as soon as he gets on the other side, he hits the remote and it goes up again. Well, he got caught and some off-duty cop called it in and they arrested him on the spot. I think that's a very clever thing.
Well,
it's wrong.
They used to sell these like things that would cover the thing when you would go through the toll and bring it up, and then they just made them illegal like 2 or 3 years ago.
Well,
here
it's wrong, but it's very clever. He's 70 years old. What's he going to do? Poor thing. He probably needed that money for his beer. Oh, my God. This one made me sick to my stomach. You're not going to believe this. A Tennessee man who worked for Kellogg's in the assembly line. You're not going to believe this. He peed in the cereal as it was going through the assembly line. And somebody from the company caught it on the video camera where they monitor, And then somebody posted it and it went viral.
Talk about pissing in your Cheerios.
Oh, my God. That's according to Newsweek. If you want more information, is that one of the most gross things you've... This is why you can't eat anything anymore.
No. And, you know, we were speaking of Ellen earlier. She was showing you this video on her thing this week about why she... It was called Why I Don't Like... Or Why I'm Not Married to a Man or something like that.
Yeah.
But there was a guy at Whole Foods in the open food area where the soups are. And he went over and scooped it out and took a scoop out of the ladle and put it back down there.
I never get anything from that group, from that buffet group thing, ever.
Oh, my God.
If you want it and it's prepackaged in a container on the side, then I'll get it. But I will
never buy it. As long as it's not from Kellogg's.
Can you imagine somebody probably just sticks their fingers in there?
I love my Kellogg's.
Okay, let's go to the housewives. Let's talk about something really important. The Low is hanging fruit on national television. Ramona Singer from New York was apparently photographed kissing Harry Dublin, according to TMZ. Now, you know that Harry's been on the show a few times. He dated Sonia.
He's actually
an OG. Luann. And he was previously married to Aviva Drescher that used to be on the show. Yeah.
Yes.
So can you, I mean, how embarrassing. I mean, would you date a guy that had dated three people you knew and make out with them in public? And he is a kind of a nice, attractive guy. Apparently he's successful. But, I mean, come on, girls. Don't. I can't. Okay, that's probably the White House calling, telling me to stop Trump shaming. In Beverly Hills, Kyle's store is closing. You know, the Eileen by... now, I heard that's the last... I hate that. I know that girl, Lizzie, that owned the store.
Yeah, I heard they were closing it.
And signed Kyle up to be the front of it and the name of it. And I love Lizzie. And they have two Eileens in Boca. I hope those aren't closing. Eileen, too. But are they closing?
I think the
one in the Hamptons with Kyle's name on it is closing. I don't think these two in Boca would be closing. They've been there
said
a long time.
In the article I read that she was just separating. The businesses were separating, and then she was going to open a new boutique somewhere in L.A.
In the Valley, probably, because they moved, remember?
Correct.
And then Lisa Vanderpump apparently did not film at the season finale. So that's
a big
one. I mean, they kind of require. There are certain things they require. The trip is one of them. She didn't go. Press is one of them. She didn't do. And the finale is one of them, and she didn't show. So I don't know. I can find out, but I don't want to know, because then if it gets out, somebody will think I said it. Yeah. And Real Housewives of Orange County, Reunion 2. Did you guys watch that?
I did.
Oh, my God. I thought it was good. I liked it. So... Emily, the lawyer, says, listen to this. I probably over-prepared for my first reunion because I took it like it was a trial. It was kind of ridiculous, but I basically went through every blog that anyone had ever written and printed it out, and I took notes and I highlighted any article that I had written where I had mentioned that people had made comments about me. I printed that out. I organized it by person. I had tabs. I knew that I had to bring up something or had to refer to something. It was well-established in my brain because I had just read it. She said that her binder book took an entire season to complete. That's what you have when you have two attorneys that live together. I've seen the hard work has paid off. If I needed something, I had it right there. Still, the incident was she was tired of talking about it. It was hard to get along with everyone, but she tried to be friends with everyone. Well, there's your first mistake. You can't be friends with everyone. And she was threatening to kill Kelly. It was just something that was so out of proportion, she said. And when she yelled, "I'm gonna kill you," well, that was out. That she was just, you know... That was a fiery moment. I like her. I find Emily fascinating. I hope they keep her. I find her to be one of the more interesting ones. I really do.
I actually like both of them.
I like Gina, too. And she said she got into a heated argument with Tamara. And after Tamara called her husband a bitch. No, that I thought that was... did Tamara call her husband a bitch? Kelly called her husband a bitch. That's what I thought. I'm reading wrong. And she's blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but let me tell you, this is so funny. So during the whole season of Housewives, I never read one blog of the other girls. I never read any of the comments. And I never really watched the show, only to fast forward through to write my blog. So when it came time for the reunion, I did the same thing. Remember, Jason? I went through every single thing and highlighted everything that had been said and documented all the lies and inaccuracies.
I remember you were very prepared.
I was very prepared because I knew they were going to lie, and so I was prepared for their lies with the truth. And that's when I said, you know, keep lying about me, I'm going to start telling the truth about you. And unfortunately, I didn't take them all out like I should have. Roy says, you know, you always wound your enemies. You should take them out. I should have taken the bitches out. Anyway, but I thought Emily was interesting. She, you know, the miscarriage box was interesting. And then she said she got a lot of fat shaming because she looked fat on the show. I don't think she looks fat. I think she just looks healthy. And anyway, so that was her thing she was complaining about. She got a lot of, like, people saying she was fat and she felt shamed about it. And she said when she put her swimsuit on, people thought she looked better. I don't think she's fat. People are so mean. And I'm worried about Eddie's heart. And then the whole conversation was whether or not Shannon's reactive. What is there to talk about? Of course she's reactive, and that's why she's great for television. Let's see. Oh, my God. I could go on for 5 hours. Okay, before we get to, oh, I have trivia. Oh, my God. I have politics. I have my top 10, my top fans of the week. I have my quote of the day. I have the royal news.
Ask
I have
me
everything.
Anything.
That's coming up next. You're getting ahead of me. I have all these things. I don't want you to tune out while I go over that. Oh, I have the TV stuff I'm watching. Okay, so ask me anything. This came from the Instagram and other social media. Melanie wants to know. Melanie _ felony. That's an interesting name. Did Roy ever represent you, Melanie? Would you ever take on being a young woman's mentor? Also, do you believe in the law of attraction? I remember the episode where you visited the girls doing inspirational speaking. You were about what you think and what you believe. I used to do motivational speaking all the time, and I used to mentor women all the time and young girls. _ Beverly Hills Joy. Love your energy. You inspire me. Oh, thank you. Eric Maz. Miss Leah, when am I taking you to dinner? Well, darling, where are you? We're hungry now. Suzanne Lander, have you tried Roman's new restaurant? Roman has a new restaurant?
Yes. I didn't know that either, but
what's the name of it? Let's promote it.
It's in Mint.
It's inside Mint.
In Mint?
You know, if it's inside Mint, the chances are I wouldn't try it. I might order to go. I don't like that nightclub scene. I don't like the smell of the cigarettes and all that. But I love Roman. I might go there one night. Maybe we should take Kelly there. I love Roman. I hope he does well. Just me, M-E-J-T-O. I'm helping my brother grow a small company. What's the quickest thing I can help to accomplish that? Oh, my God, girl, that is a long conversation. I would say put your business plan together, make sure if your finances is in order, and know that it's going to take twice as long and three times the money that you ever expected. And get your marketing together.
That's really good advice.
MIMI.MEAWWE. I really miss the Housewives of Miami. Oh, how is your family? Oh, my God, my family's fantastic. RJ's applying for colleges and Freda singing and dancing in the kitchen, and Roy's always overwhelmed with huge cases. Deb Smith, what do I need to do for extremely dry skin around my nose? Well, you need to order right away your Leah Black skincare. You need to order the moisture cream or lotion, and it will increase the moisturization in your skin 440% in 2 days and 500% within a week. And through the holidays, you can get the serum for $10, whether you buy anything or not. That's huge, because that's really a $60 retail product. We sell it wholesale for $39, but the prices are going to go up in January. And the reason you guys all need to buy something, and the reason we lowered that serum to $10, as long as you buy anything, on our website, leahblack.com, you will be grandfathered in for the prices next year, which are now going to be retail and not wholesale, because we're setting up distribution with different companies and we have to go retail now. So if your name's in there, you're going to get a code and you'll always be able to buy at these wholesale prices. So buy anything. So we set up the serum for $10. How much cheaper can you get than that? If I were you, buy three of them, because they're fantastic and we're never going to do this again.
And if they spend $50, we throw one in for them.
Oh, it's free if you spend $50. Oh, there you go. What was your reaction, according to Avalon76, to putting Putin greeting the crown prince of Saudi Arabia? Oh, to his greeting the crown prince. Will you give us your Instagram followers a shout out also? Oh, we will. We have to give our Instagram followers a shout out, James. Thank you. Well, my reaction was really simple. Trump works his way into the White House, put it that way. The first trip he takes is to Saudi Arabia. And he dances and he bows down to them and they put a gold chain around his neck and they high five and they dance and they sing. Yeah, the orb, puts his hand on the orb. That was his first appearance. The first place he went was the Crown Prince. What does that tell you? Go back and look at all the videos where he's bragged over the years. The Saudis spend all these money in my hotels. They spend millions of dollars. They banks give me their millions of their dollars. Why wouldn't I love the Saudis? So that's what I think about that. I also think there's a cover-up, and so do several Republicans and the CIA and the various intelligence agencies say that it was obvious that the prince ordered the murder of Khashoggi, and it was premeditated. And they're trying to cover that up by just letting three senators hear it. Well, unfortunately for them, two of the Republican senators and the Democratic senators came out. One of them said there wasn't a smoking gun, there was a smoking saw. And the other one said that it would take a jury 30 minutes to convict them. And the other one said you would have to be willfully blind to not conclude that he ordered it and knew all about it. And there were 11 or 15 text messages going on during the exact time that he was being slaughtered and murdered. Mm-hmm. So I think if you give them a pass, then we have no moral standing in the world. And that exaggeration of $100 billion in all these jobs is just not true. It's actually $14 billion. And by the way, they need our products more than we need them, because all the products that they bought from us in terms of aircraft and et cetera, in order to maintain them, they need all of our supplies. So punish them. Punish them. Take a stand and punish them. It's just this Crown Prince is a thug. Remember, he locked up his whole family in the hotel. The helicopter crashes, people dying. They need to get rid of him. I'm sorry. Amelon, hey, thanks for that question, but you got me going, girl. Marquee, will you ever return to Bravo? You're so entertaining. I don't know. I don't think Bravo's thinks I'm that entertaining. It's spelled J-E-A-N-O-E. However, there is another major network courting me right now. It's spelled J-E-A-N-O-E. How can I get rid of toxic people in my life without creating conflict with them? Well, I'll tell you. In my old age, I just create the conflict. In my old age, just tell them the truth. You know, either you're boring or I don't like you or I don't trust you or I just don't have time for you. But in my younger age, what I do, I gradually distance myself and become less and less available and get busy and busy. I'm at work, something with my husband, something with my kid, and I just distance myself and wish them well and aren't you fabulous and I love you and I wish I had more time to spend with you. And I gradually distance myself until it just kind of fizzled out. In my new world, my old age world, I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry, you just bore the hell out of me. I don't want to spend time with you. Or you're toxic. According to ECN, B-A-R-R-O-8-2, you should do a cute song or introduction to the podcast. Oh, God, we can barely get the damn camera on, but it's a great idea. I-H-I-N-A, what's in your bag? I'm curious to know. Oh, my God, if we had more time, I'd pull everything out, but this isn't really a visual show. My makeup, my notes, my note calendar, my phone, and let's see, probably a protein bar, and I don't know, I guess my hit list of enemies that I'm planning to have the Saudi prince murder. Duke, sip and see, describe your ideal presidential administration from president and the vice president and cabinet. My ideal presidential administration. My ideal presidential administration is not about policy. It's about character, truthfulness, and willing to serve other people. That's what it is. And then after that, we can talk about the policies, because we're all dealing in truth and fact, and we can actually have a civilized debate, and everybody has to compromise. Everybody has to compromise. That's it. Brian, to the LA, what are your favorite holiday traditions? Probably us just heading off to LA for the holidays. Mari/D/1909, can I work for you? Absolutely. James and Jason were leaving today. I just hadn't told them yet. Carrie Hefferman. They're like, if you can take this job, take it. Carrie Hefferman, 15. I miss you on TV. AJ1108, will you be on The Housewives again? At least move to the Beverly Hills cast. I would fit in the Beverly Hills cast. I know all those girls, and I'm much more glamorous and fabulous than all of them, like Lisa Rinna goes. What did Lisa Rinna say that time? She says, oh, I'm just too fabulous for this. NOADversity, how'd you get so rich? Oh, my God, that's funny.
In the Joan Rivers
voice. I don't have the Joan Rivers voice. I'm not an impersonator. I'm really not that rich. rich.
No, that's why they were asking, because she used to have that show, and she'd go around and ask people, how'd you get so rich?
Oh, how did you get so rich? Yeah. Well, I should ask everybody else that, and then follow in their footsteps. What are we really having for lunch? Oh, my God, we never know around here. They bring lunch, and I usually either read a protein bar, a boiled egg, or I get something on the way home. Chaz Wilson, hi, Queen Leah. Well, you got that part right. I need a tiara. I'm curious to your thoughts on the candles from the house at Ashka. I would like to call me when I blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I loved them. The masculine one in the black. How do you spell it?
Akasha.
Okay, so, it's A-K-A-S-H-A. I think the white ones are gorgeous for like a ladies room, or and the fragrance is fabulous, or vanity. I think the black one that you sent, was the smell was extraordinary for a man's bathroom, or even just a generic house. I think they're lean, clean, priced well, and packaging's beautiful, and they smell good, and let's see how long they last. Okay, there you go. Am I getting a commission? Okay, oh my God, I got addicted to The Americans. Remember, I was watching it the last three seasons, but I missed the first part. So I started at season 4 because I don't have season 1, 2, and 3. I need to figure out how to get that. And I didn't sleep for 3 nights. I can't stop watching it. It is so good. It is just so good. But I've got to find the first 3 seasons, and then I've got to find the last season. But I've been watching everything in between. It's so good. And then
Netflix has the whole thing.
I don't think it's on Netflix. I got to find it. Okay, then I'm paying $3 every time one comes on. I'm paying $2.99. That's what I'm paying.
No. You're buying them.
I'm buying them.
Yeah, you probably, if you have Netflix,
you know what happened?
Or Hulu,
I TiVo'd it, and when it came up, you had to buy $2.99. Then every time another one comes on, it's $2.99.
No,
I've already spent
wrong.
Like $200 in a week. The Voice is on, and I love The Voice, and I kind of predict the winners, but I'm going to wait and see. In royalty news, oh my God, we're almost out of time. Well, I can't do the royalty today. I won't do the trivia today. The top fans, let's shout out. Don Jones, Courtney Touchette, Chaz Wilson. T-O-U-C-H-E-T-T, Touchette, yeah. Chaz Wilson, Kevin Townsend, Rosa Lynn, R-E-S-E-N-D-E-Z. Redenzendez, Chrissy Winder, Sarah Lee, Stacy Lynn, Sean Ishman Vera. Oh, these are for the top 2 months. Those other ones were the first. Oh my God, they had the top fan, the top new fan, the top fan for the week. My God, James, we can't do this every week. The 2 months,
pick a few out of
Chrissy, Sarah, Stacy, Sean, Brenda, and Ann. 3 months, Fran, Judy, Donna, Sammy, Les, Jane, Alex, Sylvie, for the last 4 months, Tracy, Suzanne, David, Evans, Mara, M-A-N-I-A, or Maria, Stacy, and the top 5 months, oh boy, you guys have hung in a long time, Mary, Sandy, Margaret, Emily, oh, I know Emily, and that name sounded familiar, hi, Emily. What?
It's our UK ambassador.
That's right. And Joanne Vivolo from Canada, Eden. Well, I have quite the fans. Do I not have quite the fans? Who knew I even had a fan? The quote of the week before, I don't know how many time for politics. The quote of the week, I want to do my part in creating a world that works for everyone. That is what we should all be saying and affirming every single day. In a quick recap of politics, In New York, they were going to give Rudy Giuliani a 25-year anniversary party from when he was mayor. No one would show up. It fizzled out.
So I don't blame them.
No one wants to be. They say he's too toxic, according to the Daily News. Oh, my God. And then, this is too much. Mar-a-Lago's doubling the price of their New Year's Eve party because Trump's been showing up, so you get to pay to play. Double your money. It's just so sick. Why don't they double the money and give the money to charity? And why is he showing up there schmoozing everybody all the time?
That place gets the worst health department ratings,
Bad health department ratings.
I would never
bad
eat there.
Me
ever.
Either. I've heard. They've been reported so many times.
That's true.
And for somebody that says he hires the best people and runs everything perfectly, they can't even pass the health department thing at Mar-a-Lago. Women and daughters, oh my God, this is just too funny. They're complaining about Michelle Obama's arms while Melania was posing nude. Is that not a hypocrite or what?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. That's just... Now,
And the lines at the border for the asylum seekers, they're putting tattoos with names and numbers on the wrist. Are not, I don't know if they're tattoos or with magic markers. That's what the Nazis did.
Yeah.
That's what the Nazis did. They tattooed your number on there. So I don't know if they're doing, I'm sure it's markers and not tattoos.
Probably like a henna.
Yeah, but they're, so all these women were lined up with their kids showing their wrists with the numbers across their wrist on the back side of their wrist. I mean, that is just Nazi Germany. I can't believe it.
Horrible.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to call them back. Oh God, let me just see. I'm going to call you back. Who is it? I'll call you back. Oh, I just want to make sure it wasn't right. Okay. And see. Who got... Well, you never know. It could be someone getting arrested and they need a lawyer. Oh, my God. So Trump's at the funeral. He has got to feel like a whore in church at that funeral.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but some people are commenting that he's fallen asleep three times.
He has fallen asleep.
While we've been on, people have been commenting about the funeral. They're saying it's beautiful, very respectful, very nice, and everything. But they also said that Trump's fallen asleep a couple times. So has Tiffany, I think they said. Or no, yeah. Oh my God, Amber. Trump has fallen asleep about three times.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Because he's bored. He's not getting all the attention. And he has to feel like a whore in church. And if he doesn't, well, we know his wife does. I mean, hello. You know, I just can't, you know. And then Roger Stone's taking the Fifth Amendment. Oh, I don't know if this is a joke going around or if it's true, but apparently Sully, the George H.W. Bush's support dog, was it called? His emotional, not emotional support, his service dog.
Service dog.
Apparently snapped at Trump at the funeral. Is that true? I don't know if it's true or not, but it'd be a metaphor. Dogs are very perceptive.
I know if it's true, but it would be understandable.
Well, remember a bald eagle tried to attack him in his office?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Animals know.
They know. In a recent study, according to the Washington Post, done in the areas that most supported Trump, concluded that most of the male Trump supporters suffer from erectile dysfunction. Doesn't that say it all? They think they're going to be a big, strong man, just like him. Oh, my God. According to the plea yesterday, Michael Flynn, the prosecutor, is recommending no prison time, and they had 17 meetings with him, with Mueller. So apparently, either they're sending a signal, if you cooperate, we're not going to recommend a lot of time or no time, or they're sending the signal that he really helped them a lot. And remember, he was right in the beginning with Kushner and the other one. But anyway, so let's see what's going to happen with that. I just want this whole house of cards to come falling down. I can't stand them. Apparently, Amy Klobuchar may run for president, and Michael Avenatti said he's not running. But, you know, he can always change his mind. Michelle Obama, in her book, says, I've been at every powerful table you can think of, they are not that smart. So either she said that in her book or to Newsweek. Newsweek printed it out. I agree with her. I've been to a lot of these powerful meetings with these smart people, and they're not smart. Russia says in the U.S., if the U.S. walks out of the arms treaty agreement, that they will do the same thing and they will start building nuclear arms. So here we are, starting back the Cold War again. Ronald Reagan must be just rolling over in his grave. Yeah, can you believe it? They want to start an arms race again because Trump wants to pull out of the treaty. He already pulled out of the Iran treaty, so now they're saying, well, you know what? We agreed not to build any of these nukes, so now we can build them. And then these idiots that go online and say, but you gave them all those billions of dollars. No, we had all those billions of dollars that we had frozen that was their money, and we gave it back to them if they agreed to let us have inspections. And people are like, but you didn't consider the human rights. No, because it was an isolated agreement to contain nukes. And if don't anyone preach to me ever again, you Christians and Trumpers, about, you know, morals after we know that slaughtered Khashoggi and Trump's helping put a spin on it. I can't. And I don't know if Sully did try to bite Trump, but wouldn't that be funny? So anyway, I think that's it. Oh my God, we did it in just a little over an hour. I mean, I could go on for days. It's just horrible how much I talk. So listen, we had fun. Come here, May.
but I'm entertaining. Oh. You will admit I'm entertaining, right? Say hi to Little Black. Oh, sweetie. Say hi to everybody. Happy holidays. We'll see you guys next week and the week after, and then we'll be gone a couple of weeks for Christmas and New Year's. And tune in. Go to leahblack.com. Get your serum for $10. Buy something for $50 and get it for free. What was that?
And share
this podcast with everybody. We need more followers and advertisers. And I was going to tell you something else. I forgot what I was going to tell you. Oh, go to my Instagram. Check out Freda. Go to my Twitter. Check out all the gossip and politics. And go to Facebook and retweet. I mean, what do you call it? Repost this whole podcast thing and tell everybody how much fun it is. And tune in. And then you guys all interact with each other all week like you normally do. I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.